From the inside of Ideal Collaborative, this is the Optimal Human Health Podcast. Morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Optimal Human Health Podcast. This is Coach Jake, and today's episode, we're going to focus on some fad diets. I'm going to sit down with Coach Josh and Coach Roseanne, but first off, I want to start off with a few announcements of things that are going on in the gym in the next few weeks. First and foremost, we have the Open coming up. This is going to be not this Friday, but Friday, February 22nd will be the very first Friday Night Lights. So make sure you guys figure out what team you're on if you're not sure of that. And make sure you guys also sign up for the register for the Open on CrossFit.com. That way your team can get some points. Just after that, we have a Colorado Weightlifting League match the next day, February 23rd at noon. Valhalla Barbell Club will be taking on NF Barbell from CrossFit Mom. So if you guys are interested in checking that out, come to the facility about noon on Saturday, February 23rd to check out the Colorado Weightlifting League. After that, the last thing we'd like to mention is that that Friday, the 22nd, is going to be the 5th year anniversary party for Cutthroat and Ideal Collaborative. So make sure you guys come ready to party after the very first Open. And we cannot wait to see you guys there. Let's get into this episode.
Welcome to the Optimal Human Health Podcast. This is Coach Jake.
Is it?
Oh, gotcha. It's Brian.
How come my chair's so high?
Jake, we cut his throat at Cutthroat CrossFit. His throat has been cut. No, he's just coaching the noon class. And Roseanne's here too.
I'm here.
And Josh is here.
All right. So that just got, like, all the energy just went down. All right, guys, what are we talking about today?
Fad diets is a good topic to talk about. Everybody wants to do them, but nobody wants to stick with it.
So what's a fad diet?
Yeah, Roseanne, what's a fad diet?
Wait, is that a fat diet or a...
FAD?
FAD or FAD?
Dog.
What is a fad? What is a fad in general?
I think a fad is something temporary.
Temporary.
Fad is like a, it's temporary, but what is it? It's like the cool thing.
The cool thing.
The cool thing that's in at the moment that'll soon pass and nobody's interested anymore. And everybody's trying to stay above or ahead of the game with the fads, right? So you got to be cool with what you're doing.
Yeah.
So
this says a fad is an intense and widely shared enthusiasm for something, especially one that is short-lived and without basis in the object's qualities, a craze.
Perfect definition.
Yeah. Is that from Google?
Thanks, Google. From Cambridge, I believe. Google Not Urban Dictionary.
So what's the current fad diet?
I believe keto is the top one. Or Whole 30 is a new one. A newer.
New?
Not new.
Whole 30 new?
No, not new, but a newer craze. Like people are getting back into it.
We actually used to prescribe Whole 30 for a lot of our clients because it does work. Right. So do fad diets work?
Short? Yes. Why do they work? Consistency. Why do they not work? Because people stop doing it.
Oh.
Because they want to jump onto the next fad, right? Nobody wants to keep continuing on a certain diet because it's not the cool thing to do. So they hop ship, or they don't find the results, or they get results and then they gain it all back and they want to try something new.
So also, they want to go eat pizza again.
Yeah, they want to go eat pizza. They do the crash. They don't know how to stick with it. Or maybe they do, but they just want to try something new. Variety is the key of life, or spice of life, however that's said. So just some things to think about why fad diets are so popular, but why they work and why they don't work.
So you want to start going through the fad diets like one by one? Is that what you guys wanted to do today? You want to talk about each?
I want to I don't want to talk about them.
You can touch on some of them, but there's a lot of them out there. I just read about the egg diet.
Yeah,
I didn't even know about that.
There's
one.
A potato diet. You know about that one? There's a cabbage soup diet, I believe, was created in the Depression time.
Do you know there's actually a urine diet?
I didn't know that.
Literally. You just feast on human urine. Like, look it up. I'm not even joking.
I thought you couldn't drink your urine. I thought that would kill you.
No, you can. There's like these YouTube videos. This one lady was talking about it. It's like in her teeth and shit. And like, she just feasts on her own urine.
Haven't you ever watched
Waterworld? And she lives by it. You, like, if you dig into this, like, I just watched this recently, actually. She says that it cured her cancer. Literally. She drinks her own urine and she's claiming health benefits from urine.
Is there any scientific studies going on with her, or is that just...
No, not absolutely not.
Oh my God, that sounds...
She might just be one of these trolls like Jillian Michaels, just trying to get attention.
Yeah.
But it's clearly working.
Of course. Oh my God, she just must smell like a wet diaper.
Yeah.
Just have you ever coming seen, out of her pores.
Have you ever seen the movie Waterworld?
Yes.
Kevin Costner opens up with drinking his urine in that to survive on in the open ocean where there's no land around.
You couldn't do that.
Why? It's in the movies.
It is in the movies.
It's based off fact, right? If it's in the movies.
Well, Bear Grylls did it one time.
Oh, Bear.
Okay, wait. He actually had his cameraman switch it out with Country Time Lemonade.
I didn't know. That makes sense, though. No, I don't want to talk about each individual fad diet. I want to talk about how to counter combat that, right? What do people actually really need to do to keep weight off sustainably and healthy ways?
You make shit up. It's fine.
Yeah. It's a good word to make up.
Fucking it.
And what they can do and to stay away from those fad diets, because that's what they are. You know, I mean, they do work if that's something you're into. But is it sustainable? How do you feel on it? Is it causing you more stress to be a part of it rather than to continue on, you know, certain things of that nature?
Well, is it sustainable, but also has it become, if you're able to stay on it, depending upon the diet you choose, has it now become an eating disorder if you're literally not getting enough variety in your diet in general?
Yeah, for sure. Because if you're stuck to the same thing all the time, maybe you're not getting certain micronutrients that you need. Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Especially like the carnivore diet, right? That's a big one right now. Because I think Mark Bell was doing it for like the month of January or something like that.
Yeah, Mark or Chris is a big advocate of it.
But it's not like when you dig into what they're talking about, they aren't only eating meat. Like Chris is adding in, he'll eat a couple of apples and he'll eat vegetables and stuff like that. But back to the whole 30, what I always used to ask people is, what are you going to do on day 31? And that's what you were talking about, is making it sustainable for the long term. Like, yeah, you might be able to make it for 30 days on this thing that's highly restrictive, but is it going to be your long-term solution? Probably not.
Mm-hmm. And we talked about this yesterday in my weight management class for nutrition. And a few questions to ask yourself when it comes to meal plans is how restrictive is it, right? Is it something that you can continue on with it being restrictive or pretty loose? How complicated is it? Is it something that you can continue on with it? Does it address underlying causes for weight problems? And how much does it cost? Is it cost effective? Realistically, are you doing a lot of food waste when you prepare all these meals, or is it something that you can manage within a budget sort of thing? So these are a few questions that we proposed that can maybe help you navigate through the meal plan process, right? Which one's the best for you sort of thing. What do you think about that, Roseanne?
Well, I think those are all good questions to ask yourself when you start any one of these. These fad diets, the whole 30, I feel like that's been around for a while, but maybe it's just more of in a CrossFit community. And now the general public is starting to jump on it. I think it's a great plan if you've never thought about your food before. If you thought, oh, I eat granola and yogurt in the morning and that's healthy. I mean, cause that's what most people think is healthy and they just don't know any different. But when you are given a list of items of what you should be eating and true whole foods, and you're literally shopping the perimeter of your grocery store, you're like, oh wow, I can no longer have Cheez-Its.
Yeah.
You know?
And you're reading food labels for the first time in your whole life. And that's the best part of Whole 30, because it gets people to actually say, like, what am I eating?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is this? Oh, I didn't realize nachos at 7-Eleven wasn't lunch. All right. Shouldn't be lunch.
Wait, they're not?
Oh my God, I get so that good. Too.
But the jalapenos.
That's a vegetable.
But it's got cheese.
Cheese is a fruit.
I think going paleo or Whole 30 is a great start if somebody's never tried any kind of nutrition program and they're not having any kind of nutritional guidance and they're just kind of going off the internet. Any of these other ones, I'm not fully convinced people are going about it the right way. I've talked to many of people that are like, oh yeah, I'm keto. Pretty much just Monday through Friday and then Saturday and Sunday, I just do whatever I want. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, no, you're not.
So
they just don't know.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
They just think they're following a plan, but they're not they're not getting into ketosis. They're not testing their blood or their urine or anything like that.
Because they're drinking it all.
I got to get my fat in through the beer. This blue cheese on my chicken wings is delicious. It's my keto diet. Right. So, and I've seen that I've actually seen that where people are like, I'm on keto. I'm going to have blue cheese with my chicken wings. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. And your fifth wing just blew it because it's too much protein.
Right.
Yeah. And that's the other for thing. Keto. They think it's unlimited protein. And it's like, no, you got to limit that. Yeah.
It was like, what, 10% protein?
Yeah.
Very little.
Huh. Yeah. Not to mention the sugar they put in the blue cheese because they don't know where the blue cheese is coming from. So it's Kraft.
Or the sugar on your wings.
Yeah. In the sauce.
Blue cheese is like sebaceous cyst material, isn't it? Like, you ever watch Pimple Popper?
No.
Pretty sure that's blue cheese. That's why it smells so bad.
Smells the same.
No, but I've seen one of those, a massive one, when I did an EMT class. Part of my class, I had to put so many hours in the emergency room, and this guy came in with this abscess on his neck, the size of a softball.
Did you pop it for distance?
No, but the nurses made me assist in that one. And they're like, have you ever seen this before? And I'm like, nope. And I'm like, they're like, here, hold this. And they had me like brace this freaking abscess with my hands. And they were laughing. And when they sliced that sucker open, I just about vomited. It was so disgusting. So I can't see I can't watch those videos.
Those videos are so satisfying to me.
That's Brian's wet dream right there.
Oh my God. It was so gross.
If I had time, which I don't have, I would just spend it watching those videos.
Ugh.
I don't know why it's so satisfying when it comes out.
There's a movie on or a show called the Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah, she's my favorite.
Oh, okay.
I love it.
Never seen it, but I heard
it. Oh, it's great.
And it's not my cup of tea.
There's YouTube ones that are a little more graphic, and then that show, it's on like TLC, so it's like a little more G-rated.
The ones that really creep me out are the bugs that come out of people's bodies.
Oh.
Or the ears, like shit coming out of people's ears.
Yeah.
Like, that's ugh. And I know that shit happens, but fuck, man.
How did we get here? Oh, blue cheese.
That's a good one. What about is there an insect diet? I mean, because people are
yeah,
there are in other countries. Like people, that. Yeah, like they cook up gourmet crickets and tarantulas and.
Well, I've heard that cricket protein is actually pretty good.
I've eaten those cricket bars. They're actually really delicious and full of protein. And a complete protein at that.
Yeah.
So, I guess the next question I have is, why do people fail so much on these fad diets? Right.
Is it
too extreme?
Yeah,
too restrictive. They don't understand the reason why they were created, the conceptualism of it, I guess. Is that a word too? Man, I feel
sure. Isn't it so hard though, because the way people think about food is ingrained emotionally from like the time they're babies. And then all the processed foods and the things that our parents teach us, and our parents don't know that all this crap is bad for us because it says healthy on the box. Like, this contributes to like people's relationship with food, and it's like they have to be reprogrammed.
Yeah.
So it's so extreme that you can't reprogram it. So it's like, that's why all the better nutrition programs have long-term habit change built in. So it's like 30 days of anything basically won't work.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just so much more to it than people think.
Right.
It's so deep.
And what's cool about our program here is we focus on the small changes at first, right? Not to try to overload people or clarify that this is a specific diet, but to get in the mindset of healthier eating habits, right? Incorporating more vegetables, lean meats, fruits, nuts, seeds, all that good stuff, starch. So we try to break it down very basic for people and then build on top of that, right? And most of these diets aren't like that. You're just thrown into what you can and can't have and how much. And
a whirlwind.
A whirlwind.
and then you want to reward yourself when you hit that pound weight loss with a pizza and beer.
I'm
or
so stressed out from my diet. I need a cheat day.
I need to eat 3 whole pizzas and a case of beer.
I have a cheat meal. I want to eat as much as I want.
I'm going to eat a gallon of ice cream after too because I'm already off the deep end.
It's so bad.
Well, that goes back to what you were saying, Brian, about when you're growing up and our parents didn't know any better. And I know you touch on this a lot, Josh, about like being rewarded. Oh, you got great grades. Let's take you out for ice cream.
Let's go get a pizza.
All that kind of stuff. And then socially, that's what we do when we hang out with friends is we eat and drink.
That's one that's a constant battle, right? When you go out, socialize. I mean, I'm guilty of it too. We're all... Because people are having hamburgers, I want one as well. Or like drinking or whatever, So the social.
Is it because you're weak?
At times, yeah. Or sometimes I just want a fucking hamburger.
Yes. Now we got to the root of it. So that's how I feel.
Yeah.
It's like I don't want a cheeseburger because everybody's having a cheeseburger around me. I just want a fucking bacon cheeseburger.
Yeah. It's so good though.
It is.
That. Yeah. Like it's okay to have that. But to build this negative construct, like. Putting it into this bubble of a cheat meal, right? I'm allowing myself to have this because I've earned it. That's kind of fucked up.
Need help with your nutrition? Does your diet consist mainly of mac and cheese and chicken nuggets? Are you excited about beach season being right around the corner and you still looking like a polar bear in a spring bikini? Well, the nutrition professionals at Ideal Collaborative Nutrition can help. From using biometric testing to determine exactly what you need to eat, when you need to eat it, and how much you need to eat, Ideal Collaborative Nutrition Services are some of the most revolutionary services on the market. For more information on Ideal Collaborative Nutrition or to set up an appointment with Coach Josh, email josh@cutthroatcrossfit.com.
Why not just have it to have it sort of thing, and then you have it, and then move on?
Yeah.
But we've developed this weird rational idea and thoughts of what we can and can't have, and it's fucking weird.
And as humans, we're always rationalizing everything.
Right.
Right? And it's just – it's a weird cycle. Like, why do we do that? Why do we have to make everything so rational? Why can't we just be?
Just be. Not think. Overthink it.
Right.
Oh, now we're going into the rabbit hole.
Oh, psychology right here.
Listeners, we have not consumed any mushrooms prior to the recording of this podcast.
No drug use. I mean, coffee.
I've had a little more espresso than usual.
Did you have one before our meeting and one before this week?
Yeah, we just had a nutrition meeting. I had an espresso before that, and I just had an espresso before the podcast.
I just killed my whole cup of coffee, just now realized.
I'm probably going to have another espresso before I train.
take it off Josh's tab. He hasn't been
over. Well, I am, because Dino was like, you only have like $11 left, bro. And I'm
that's
like,
not true.
That's what he said. And I was like, oh. He said Jake has 14, so I'll use Jake's first.
Where's mine at? Mine's at like 50
yours is
bucks.
At
50.
Yours is all
you've
the way
never
up.
Never used it.
Wait,
that's what Dino's like. You're gonna have to start tapping into Josh's tab, and I'm like, okay. He said it was fine.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what you're even talking about.
Yeah.
Actually, nobody on this podcast knows what we're even talking about.
Put it on my tab.
All right, guys. So for context, because nobody knows, listener knows. A few weeks ago, Roseanne actually gave us a tab at the coffee shop next door, like $50 each. And then we didn't go in. Normally we're like going in like every single day. And for whatever reason, we didn't go in for like a week. And then she was like, did you go to the coffee shop? We're like, no, what are you talking about? And then finally we go, I'm like, oh shit, we have a tab now. Thanks to Roseanne. This is awesome. It's like the coolest gift anybody could give is the gift of coffee. And so we've been trying to chip away at the tab, but it's cool.
Yeah.
Next we'll need one at a whiskey bar.
That's what you should do. William Oliver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be a good one.
All right. Here's a question about fad diets. Which fad diets will you admit to you tried?
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
All right.
I've never really like put myself in one of those bubbles. I've never really tried to stick to a diet per se till recently. I've dabbled, and intermittent fasting is one that I've really liked. What else? I try to incorporate a little bit more fat to see what that would do, to see how my body would feel in that ratio. And I did get a little bit chunkier, so that was pretty funny. But other than that, I've never really dove deep enough into a diet. I've always gone by how I feel or, you know, sort of thing.
Oh, that's boring. Okay.
Yeah. That's why I wanted to go first. So mine would be forgettable.
So for me, I've like prior to really getting into nutrition in the last, I would say, 4 or 5 years, I've definitely done low carb, but I actually think I'm a better carb burner than I am a fat burner. I don't really have any stats on that, but I know I do better with in my workouts and my recovery with carbs. And then I've also done a 5-day juice cleanse. I put probably so much fruit in there that it defeated the whole purpose of a cleanse, whatever that means. And I've done, let's see, what else have I done in the past? I think I've done a 2-day water fast.
I've done fasting.
I don't know what I got out of that.
Hunger.
Hunger. A lot of cravings. And let's see, I've done paleo and I've done Whole 30. And I think that's about it.
I've played around with paleo. I've never been too strict with it, but.
Oh, I've done zone very briefly.
I didn't like paleo. I didn't have enough energy on it, so.
Yeah, that's the frustrating part because you get people who said they've done paleo and they're like, God, I lost 15 pounds and I do paleo. I'm like, okay, nothing. I got nothing here.
Yeah.
I don't feel any different. I think I'll have pancakes for breakfast or dinner.
Should I go?
Yeah. Yes. What are you?
I don't know if we have enough time left.
Yeah,
I'm
go.
Just kidding. Okay. Well, this thing says we have 30 minutes in this browser. Okay. So you guys know me. I like to basically try anything that anybody else might be trying so that I can relate to them. And this is how I do programming. I don't program anything that I haven't physically felt myself. And this is why when people ask me about pelvic floor exercise, I cannot help them. And I refer them to a female physical therapist. So I'm going to try to go chronologically, but I'm probably going to skip around a little bit. GOMAD, which is gallon of milk a day.
Yeah.
For 30 days.
Uh-oh.
Okay. And all of these things I'm mentioning, I went full on. Like I did not try for like two days.
How fat did you get on that one?
I didn't get that fat.
You didn't?
Like, I got a little bit fluffy.
Yeah.
I got fluffier when I was doing seafood diet with Muscle Milk 3 times a day.
Oh, Jesus.
And in the Muscle Milk was whole milk. And at the time, Muscle Milk, I had a buddy who was in nutrition science, and they actually tested what was made up of Muscle Milk at the time, and it was fucking cake batter.
Yeah.
It was,
so I was just cake batter. Like, it was the same ingredients as cake batter. It was the same filler. It was disgusting. So I was just consuming cake batter 3 times a day with whole milk, and I was gaining weight, but only in the belly. And I don't remember who it was. It was like one of my friends or family members was like, I guess your muscles are getting bigger, but like you have kind of a pot belly now. I'm like, okay, cool. But I still couldn't break 200 pounds on that. All right. Then.
Oh, we've got the bean diet.
Then I did paleo pretty consistently and strictly for about 3 or 4 years, which worked well for me until it didn't. Added white rice. All my strength numbers went up. That was insane. I did zone for a long time. I even did zone where I did all of my carbs with vegetables for 3 weeks. And I was mountains of salad, and I was shitting 11 times a day, literally 11 times a day, because it was just an experiment that I did. Okay.
Of course you did.
What else? I've done Whole 30 a number of times. I've done slow carb. I actually liked slow carb a lot. That worked well for me. I have played with high fat diets, but never tested whether or not I was actually in ketosis. But I like Olympic weightlifting, so I need carbs. Vertical diet worked really well for me. 21-day sugar detox. What else? I've tried those juice cleanses. I tried one of these fucking supplements called, it was an MLM a long time ago. It's probably still around.
Carb Buster.
It's called Juice Plus.
Supposed to
be all your fruits and vegetables in a pill.
Yes.
So I just
take those.
I took a pill and I didn't eat any fruits and vegetables and I ate freaking Wendy's and Chick-fil-A thinking I was being healthy. Man, I know I'm missing more. I know I've tried other ones. Oh, well, that's a pretty good list so far. But yeah, so like what do I learn about what people are going through, what they experience during these things? Oh, I've done a bunch of fasting.
Yeah.
Bunch of fasting. Actually, still do a little bit of that on my rest days from training. I just enjoy it. I'll go to like, I just don't eat until like noon or 1 p.m. on rest days.
I find that better to do on rest days because otherwise, if you're resting, all I want to do is eat.
Yeah.
As soon as I start eating, I want to eat. And I'm like, oh, wait, you're not working out.
So for me, it depends what program I'm on and like what I'm trying to do. Now I'm delving into like more hypertrophy, more tens, more of like bodybuilding stuff, kind of like what you guys are experimenting with. So it's going to be hard for me to not eat as many calories on rest days because my body's going to crave it in like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've done most diets that you can possibly imagine doing.
When we talk about these diets, with those diets, how much have you incorporated supplementation with all that?
Okay, this is a great topic because I used to always supplement everything, right?
I did too,
like
yeah.
Back in the day, like when I started training, like I was talking about, it was protein all the time.
The anabolic window.
30 minutes after training, consume protein. BCAAs, creatine.
Oh, yeah.
Like
I remember this.
Every legal supplement. I've never done PEDs. Like I've never done testosterone or anything. No PEDs, never tried it. But I've done every legal one. And now I actually get better results when I just eat well.
Yep.
And I just eat consistently throughout the day. I don't worry about meal timing at all. And I just eat all my food and I feel the best in training.
Funny
and I don't need
works.
Any supplements.
Yeah.
I don't like supplements.
So don't you feel like this is kind of like a process of going through, like you kind of almost have to go through all these little chapters of nutrition and then you take a little bit away from each one. And so like,
so I did GOMAD in 2005. Right. And now here we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
15 years later. And
you
got it pretty dialed in. I mean, it doesn't mean you don't have sweets here and there.
But it's always evolving too, right?
Yeah.
We learn from these past adventures that we've done and incorporate it to our future self, right? So what doesn't, or whatever works now may not work in the next 10 years. So we have to adjust and account for that.
Hell to the
that was me with
that.
Paleo, right?
Yeah.
Worked great. Could see like all my abs. Was in a Speedo on the Ellen show while I was still on paleo.
That's right.
That's a true statement.
And well, I was drinking a beer though during that shot still. But then yeah, when my strength gains went away and I just added white rice, like holy shit.
Yeah.
Came back. So that's when Zone started. So
yeah, for me, I mean, focusing on like healthier foods, when I got into nutrition, it was all about incorporating more vegetables, fruits, lean meats, all that stuff. But one thing I really got into was supplementation. So the proteins, the casein, the whey proteins, fish oil. I got into all the multivitamins, like different companies with multivitamins, leucine, all the BCAAs. I mean, I tried everything for supplementation that I thought would give me that extra edge, which after doing research and watching different documentaries, it's all bullshit. You get it all through food. So learning to clean up your diet, like you can get rid of all that supplementation.
Yeah.
It's unneeded. Plus, you could be overdoing it by poisoning your body because you don't really need that much vitamins in certain types of vitamins.
But I always like to think about it and just break down the actual definition of the word supplement.
Yeah.
Like, what does that mean?
Supplementing for what you don't get in your normal diet.
Exactly. It's supplementary to something you're already doing, right? So if you have a whole nutrition plan with whole foods and whole fruits and vegetables and you're solid there, you don't need to supplement anything.
Right.
Anything. Because everything's in your diet.
And some of that stuff's not very good for you. Not to mention mixing vitamins and minerals. They have different...
Counteractive.
So you're just wasting your money. What I always enjoy telling people is when they take multivitamins, you're probably just pissing it away, all your money, because that's what's happening. Taking it in pill form, by the time you break it down and it starts to absorb, you're already urinating it out. That's why your color's so vibrant when you pee. So it's like, there goes your money.
You can test, though, and see what vitamins you may or may not be deficient in. Like vitamin D, if you're deficient in vitamin D, especially where we live, you got to supplement it.
Yeah.
So, like, sometimes people just blanket it with a multi, and luckily, it's not really dangerous if they're just pissing it out, but, like, it's better to actually understand where you're deficient. And the only way to do it is to test your blood.
Yeah. And for me, it wasn't that it was dangerous. It's that it's a waste of money.
Yeah.
Because you're not absorbing it. So.
Totally.
That's what I hated about it after learning that, right?
But I think it takes years to get
oh yeah
to where
Trial
you're
and error.
Eating where you're eating you know, a wide variety of foods. So you are getting the most of your vitamins. So you don't have to feel like you got a supplement.
Yeah.
Because I would say the standard American diet, most people probably aren't even close
yeah.
to getting everything they need.
So I think the biggest takeaway from all this is to clean up your diet and just think about adding fruits, vegetables, lean meats, nut seeds, starchy foods, all those good natures, increasing your hydration levels, and then getting your blood tested. What are you actually missing? And then supplementing for those, you know, missing pieces of the puzzle sort of thing.
Either supplementing or adding those foods to your diet.
Yeah.
So you
specifically foods, yeah.
Yeah. So
guys,
you aren't lacking.
Greg Glassman still has the best and simplest way to eat. Eat meat and vegetables, nuts and seeds, some fruit, a little bit of starch, no sugar, no refined sugar, that is.
Yeah.
No wheat, limit the dairy. That's it. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's perfect.
And then
right?
he goes on to say, eat enough to support lean mass and not excess body fat.
Right.
That's it. So simple. Not easy. Not
it's
easy.
So hard.
Yeah. The hardest part.
Yeah. Anything else you guys want to add on this?
That was fun. Thanks for having
me
on, guys.
Don't try fad diets. Just eat healthy.
Yeah. Eat better.
Ask questions.
Get with a nutrition coach or a nutritionist. That's my advice.
Yeah.
Research on your own, but if you're having a hard time or you just need help or not enough time, go find somebody out. Roseanne and I are here at Ideal Collaborative. If you ever want to talk to us.
Overcome your weaknesses.
Yeah, thanks, Brian, for being our host today.
Thanks for coming on and taking the place of Coach Jake.
All right, guys. Coach Jake here signing off from the Optimal Human Health Podcast.
Or can you be reached, Brian? Where can you be reached?
At IC Brian B on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Brian Bender on Facebook.
Sweet.
You can also direct message me if you go to our website, idealcollaborative.com. You'll see the contact info. Call that number if you just want to chat.
Fuck yeah. How about you, Rosa?
ArsMario13.
Yeah?
On Instagram. And
do you have it memorized now?
I do know what it is.
Okay.
And Body Fat Test Co. also.
Okay. You can reach me on Instagram, either at my personal one at Sharpie_546 or my coach's one at coach.j.sharp at Instagram. If you have any questions, shoot me a DM, search me out on Facebook, or you can reach me at Ideal Collaborative.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, guys.
See ya.
What a fun episode of the Optimal Human Health Podcast. It was fun to see the fearless leader of Ideal Collaborative back on the podcast. He hasn't been on in a while, so it's good to see him. Hopefully we'll get him on here a little bit more in the next few weeks before he and Katie have their little ones. But if you guys like the podcast and you guys like the content we create and you guys are big fans of what goes on inside this facility, celebrate yourselves, share the podcast with your friends, show them how smart you are and how talented you are, and just how awesome of taste you guys have in podcasts. Thank you guys for listening. And as always, we'll see you guys in the next one.